Commissioner's Court for Monday, April 13th, 2026 at 9 a.m. begins here.
All right, this meeting in Franklin. This is a meeting in Franklin County Commissioner's Court, regular meeting on the 13th day of April 2026, 9 a.m. here in the courthouse in Mount Vernon. Scott, leave us in order.
Sure. Father, come in your prayer this morning. Just thank you, Lord, for the day, for the gift of another day of life. We'll thank you for your goodness that we pray for your blessings upon our meeting today. Give us wisdom and understanding all we do and the decisions and choices we make, Lord God, in this court. We thank you for the men that serve here, for all of our county employees, Lord, and for the people that we serve. We're thankful for the opportunity to do so. We just pray that you'd bless our county, our state, and this nation. Lord, we pray for a special blessing for this conflict going on in the Middle East. Lord God, we just pray for a quick resolution to this deal, and that you protect all of our men and women in the military that are serving there, and pray for the decisions and choices they make, and their leaders as well, for our president. God, just guide us and direct us, and lead us in your way. We ask in all name of Jesus. Amen.
The U.S. flag first.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The Texas flag.
Honor the Texas flag. I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state under God, one and indivisible.
All right, thank you. Public comments. Where do you have to go with this?
To the tax office.
Tax office. Okay. All right. Agenda item number one, consider take action to approve the minutes for March 23rd, 2026. Regular meeting. Session.
Second.
Got a motion to say? Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number two, audit claims against the county and authorize their payments.
Yeah, the amount submitted for your approval is $293,493.76.
Okay, so your questions over any of that stuff? Got a motion to approve?
Yeah, I move to pay the claim in the county.
Second.
Got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number three, record certificate of completions for the 2026 tax cybersecurity training for Dennis McBride. Did you bring that over here, Beth?
Yes.
Oh, there it is. I got it. All righty. That is so done. Number four, consider and take action to approve the second reading. Well, we'll skip that until he gets back. I'm sorry. Number five, consider and take action to approve the release of bond for Incendium. You okay with everything?
Well, I'm good with it.
Okay, do I have a motion to do that?
I move that we approve the release of the bond for Incendium.
Second.
Okay, got a motion to second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. Number six, consider and take action to approve order assessing nuisance abatement expense and authorizing lien. Max? Oh, there you are. You're behind me.
All right. If the courtroom remember, I believe this the fire happened on sometime in April at 24th. You okay? The owner perished in the fire, and the only heir that we knew of at the time was incarcerated in the Texas Department of Criminal Justice. The property wasn't cleaned up. It couldn't be cleaned up. I spent several hours along with Commissioner Smith trying to figure out how we could get this cleaned up and make it safe for the community. Basically, it was just harboring vermin and as a place for disease, and not to mention it, how bad it looked. It was just getting worse and worse. So I requested to the court for us to clean it up, and it was a very special deal. We're not going to get into the business of cleaning up people's property, but this was a very special, unique situation to have it done. I know that I don't believe there was a will that was probated, so I was working with an aunt, I believe, or a cousin, of the only heir that we knew about. And she lives in Arkadelphia, Arkansas. She's a surgery nurse in Little Rock, so she didn't have the expense or the money to come down. So after corresponding with as many people as we could, trying to figure out how to get this cleaned up, I requested that we clean it up for the sake of the community and get it done. And the court approved that, and it was cleaned up. I think Richie Crow went out and cleaned it up really, really well. I don't have the pictures with me, but it's really cleaned up nice, and it's looking a whole lot better. And that was for $5,500. So there's been no payment on that. I've been in contact with the relative in Arkansas. And so the consensus is that when the property sells and they intend to sell the property, that we'll get our $5,500 off the top of that. And so this is just the verbiage and the actual order assessing nuisance abatement for the expenses and the authorized lien for us to get that. All parties have been notified. It's in the file, so it's my understanding from our county attorney that it has to come back to you. You guys have to approve me filing this and get it done, but that was the situation. So everything's been done on our side. We just need to have you guys sign it and approve it, and it'll be filed, and then when that happens, then we'll get our money back.
Okay. Any questions for? All right, do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, a motion is second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. We'll get that down and start on one and we'll cross there. Okay. Number seven, consider and take action to approve interlocal agreements with Social Bluff ISD and South Hill ISD. And that's just through
tax. Nothing's changed on
this. So you just need, we need to approve it, and I have to sign it. They don't have to sign this, really. Just me. Okay, any questions over all that? That's just something we'll do. We also got Rivercrest and Winsboro, but we'll get those at a different time. Okay. I guess that's it. South Hill, South Bluff, Rivercrest, Winsboro.
City, Mount Vernon, and Winsboro. The city of Winsboro, their contract's up in October.
Okay. All right. Any questions over that? Did I motion to approve that?
I move to approve it. I love the Rivercrest and South Bluff and South Hill ISD.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Ayes have it. Consider and take action to approve TAC health and benefit pool billing and payment policy. Would you like to explain that, County Treasurer?
Oh, was that me?
Yes, it is.
You're so popular. I think this is the agreement for the billing, right?
Yeah, it's the. I don't have a copy. Well, I do have a copy.
She didn't have a copy.
Matt got a new copy. Here.
So we don't have it. I got a copy.
I know. Yeah, that's what it is.
It just talks about all the how the order kind of penalized. We're not going to be that bad about for being late payment. Then there's something about.
We have to use them anyway.
The electronic payment instructions. You can't use that unless you. Yeah, it's a little kind of tied to it, no matter what, right?
Exactly.
This has to run for court.
So you are good with it?
Yes, are you good with it?
Yeah, I'm not coming. Wow.
Is it Monday?
I'm trying to figure out what the locks box is. The lock box that TAC has that we have to send our payment to. That was kind of a question.
Lock box?
Yes. It has that. You do a payment by check. It has to go to the TAC HEBP lock box. make sure you send your billing attachment with it. Otherwise, they don't know what to do with it.
Well, we don't pay by check.
All righty, so do I have a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Okay, got a motion second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, the ayes have it. Number nine, consider and take action to approve purchase of a John Deere shredder with trade-in from Precinct 3. That would be...
What's good?
Did you like to talk about that? Or?
Tired of putting in $2,000 every year on it, and right now it's still worth good money to trade it in, and would y'all approve on going to?
Okay. if he didn't sign this, that's not me, huh?
I'm going to approve purchase of John Deere shredder, Precinct 3.
Second.
Got a motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. I just got a picture of this one. There. No, I put it in her stuff. I put it in her plan. All righty. He made it back. So we'll go back to number four. Consider and take action to approve the second reading replat of lots one and block five, Sandy Acres subdivision. And we've already gone over this once. Now, this is the second reading.
Yes, sir.
Does anybody have any questions over? We've already pulled all that out and looked at it. I don't have to unravel it unless you want to. We will if you want to. All right, motion to.
I move to approve.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and second. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? The ayes have it. All right. Very good with that one. I just need to sign all those here. I'll get that here in a minute. Let me see. Some goody stuff here. Texas Association of Counties Risk Management School Workers Compensation Program recognizes Franklin County zero lost time for 2025. I don't know how we did that, but good. I guess everybody did good. Nobody got hurt from the workers' comp. Bradshaw Electric has come up and just kind of, this is just a discussion item for right now. Generator maintenance contract for liquid cool over for our generator is $1,766.64 a year. But we really hadn't looked at the other place in long year either, have we? If we're going to do that, well, I think we need to kind of ask them what they would do it for a while. So do you recommend that?
Who are you talking about?
Bradshaw for their generator.
Oh.
I'd like to go out and get some more number before we decide to do that. But anyway, just
we need to talk about what about the gas deal that we
have. Oh yeah, tell us about the gas deal out there.
The gas, Janet and Brooke went down in our office. They heard the alarm going off of the day. I didn't know what was wrong. But anyway, I went over to kill the alarm. I called Bradshaw and the guy came and looked at it and he said, well, I can tell you, he said it's not getting any pressure from the gas. So he put a little switch on it and he said you need to call a gas company. So some way on the draw of that it draws the gas to the generator for its crank, it has to be a certain amount of pressure. Well, the meter that they had on there was not heavy enough, which that's more or less their problem. Well, it locked the meter, and that was the reason why that the alarm was going off. But the generator supposedly is, they put the heavier meter on it. I turned the switch back to automatic, so if the power does go off, he said the code on it should clear. It was on the computer screen, and it did, so it should be ready to go. But that was the problem. He said we run into the same thing in Winsburg at their school on the generator. They put too small a meter on there, and it locked it up. It takes a lot of gas to put a generator. That is a Ford Motor V8 sitting out there in that thing. Lots of gas. But anyway, it should be ready to go. That was still a loser.
That's a prime example of it, not being monitored.
Right.
Yeah. Level.
So I think that we do. But I'd like to call that generator slow down and kind of get them.
They're entitled. Pilot, I'm sorry.
Supercenter.
I think that's the same to put the in Marley, the hub and the east end.
Yes, sir.
And while we're at it, get them to just do those two.
Will they do that?
Yeah, they come out. They do an annual service.
But if it's not theirs, it's what they didn't install. Doesn't matter.
And we have a thank you from Mount Vernon South to the young farmers. Thanks to the following individuals and businesses who supported local projects, show and sale with their purchases, add-ons, and donations. March 28, 2026, this year's sale had a total of 35 exhibitors with animals, ag mechanics, projects, and photography, plus over $265,000 in sales and donations issued. And they have the buyers here, and Franklin County elected officials, Ricky Jones, representing Randy Walford, Scott Newsom, Scotty Smith, Toby Godfrey, Landon Ramsey, Brandon, Brandon Carr, Marla White, Brooke Bissell, Paris Tillery, Melissa McClawson, Scott Lee, and Ellen Jackers. So thank y'all for doing that. And you want to say anything about that?
No, I mean, it turned out good. It was a good show that day, good weather. And we did buy some chickens, but I didn't bring them.
We fried the chickens.
No, what do you have?
All righty, any other county maintenance equipment or related issues, cybersecurity, economic, or jail? Nobody from the sheriff's department's here. Budget issues, budget will be coming up. My gosh, it's the middle of April.
When do you set hot tax, though? For the next, May 4th? You might just let them know for the next.
Yeah, I was gonna post it today. I've noticed this, but I think May 6th is when I'm saying they're due. And then we'll go over the hearing for May 11th.
The following Monday.
Uh-huh. And then we have to move the last commissioner's court in May to that Tuesday, because it was gonna fall on Thursday. So that'll be when we do the approval.
Okay. And then shortly thereafter, we'll have our first round of budget hearings. About the second week of June. I will be sending out budget packets probably first part of May.
Budget fixing start looking different toward us here after the next legislative session, so we need to kind of study what we want to do this year. And
we might possibly have two budgets in this before the legislature takes us over, if they have their way. At some point in time, it's going to happen.
Elect me and I'll do this. Elect me and I'll do this. But you never know, so I don't know. All right, anything else?
All right. What's the, just out of curiosity, what's the deal on Wednesday?
On what?
The workshop.
I don't even know. I'm telling you, I have no idea.
Was that by the railroad commission?
Yeah.
I thought they were going to discuss.
Discussing
lithium
or the railroad.
I don't know if it's something to do with around Sulphur Bluff. And they want to build a gas. A gas powered plant.
With natural gas.
Natural gas. And I think that the company is just wanting to tell us kind of what's going on. I don't think there's anything real major about it, but.
Yeah.
He requested
that Franklin and Hawkins be
more
joint meeting
for
the presentation.
Right,
okay.
So that's all.
I was just
kind of curious.
I'm glad you said something. I probably
would have
showed up.
That's Wednesday, when?
Wednesday. Thursday night in Hawkins County.
Oh, yeah, because it's open here.
They wanted to do a joint meeting.
They're open somewhere and everything. So it's more like kind of like a class. It's,
well, if that part is. The fact that it said it was dealing with the railroad commission, I was like, well, but I know they're the ones that are regulating the lithium.
Railroad commission,
with the oil and so forth. They're trying to figure out what that was.
I think I'm trying sugar. Somebody help me out here. Sugar loaf or sugar.
Don't look at me.
I don't.
It's not Sugar Hill.
It's not Sugar Hill. I don't be drinking. This is a taste test from Sugar Hill.
Your face.
We'll all be you there. I think that's what it's. And Judge Newsom called me and I said, yeah, just sit down and we'll come over and listen to what y'all had to say.
Well, I thought it might be in, because I heard they were talking about wanting to redo the tracks from Green Bowl.
Yes.
And that's what I thought.
We hadn't signed the lease yet. We've approved them to do it, but yes, we're still working out the bottom line. But yes, they're going to come in and. But they don't have anything to do with that. That's going to be the tax, but we hadn't. I know that they're building that aluminum place in Winfield and they want rail, so right now they're working on Greenville because there's a bunch of businesses in Greenville that need the rail right now that they can't even get up to. As a matter of fact, one company's putting in $500,000 to help donate it to get the tracks going for them for things. I don't know, I remember the name of the company. They're Texas-based group now, so. But yeah, I'll bring, when we get that finalized, I'll bring it back to y'all and let y'all look over that too and everything. But if there's anything to vote on with us and everything, it's the board of the E-Tex. Because we just got 10 miles to stretch. But listening to them, I hope that they can, they're going to put lots of money into it. And, as I was telling somebody the other day on the grant, it's Chrissy's grant, they're 5 for 5 getting that, so that's about 20 to 30 million. They're 5 for 5, so. And the legislature and the Senate has told us that we will get it this time. They approved it last time, they just didn't fund it right there directly, but they will make sure it gets funded to us next time, so. Before I leave for you, I'd like to see some kind of work on wherever I'm.
Yeah, I agree.
We've been jacking up that.
Because all you have to do is drive out there, just a couple of times, yeah. To know that we need all the traffic. We need train traffic, we need truck traffic, we need air traffic, we need it all.
And Lowe's has kind of changed their whole administration the last 5 years. But I'd like to get something out there where Lowe's can load and unload out there. Because there's maybe thousands, I don't know, there's hundreds of intermodal containers out there that they use, and that's what they move on trains. So, the only bad thing about this, you want to start having trains coming through your velocity again. So, at 25 miles an hour instead of 5 miles an hour. So.
You say that you come through here all the
time? He's come through sending all the time.
He's living on my
back. I think there's 4 bridges between here and so things they won't have. They wouldn't even drive the little trucks across. They got out while we kind of picked it up. Back to the next intersection, we moved around back and back up to that spot. They wouldn't even go across the bridge. I can't imagine the locomotive. I said, I wouldn't.
Tour de Cyprus.
That's right. This Saturday, Tour de Cyprus, y'all gonna be able to.
They got a big case of rain for Saturday, too.
I know.
They had one for this last weekend. We didn't flood, that's for sure.
But this weekend?
Yeah, we got a chance right now.
We got a hot shower.
We got a big chance of rain on.
But y'all got the route and stuff, correct? Y'all got the route. And y'all too. Well,
tell me that is.
You don't have it.
Oh, yeah.
If you don't have the route, you can find it on
yourcyprus.com. That's right.
Are they coming through Hagerstown?
No, they go there and then cut back that way.
Airport Road back around this one.
Right.
We're having our sale this weekend. We moved it up due to the election, so our sales this weekend.
Yeah, they won't go up. They'll go. That's the short route. They go to the Airport Road, take a left, and come back out on 30.
10, yeah.
30-40.
They're going to go through Winsboro, almost through downtown, but not quite.
Yeah, they're not going to come to the 37. They're going to go to
39
for the road that I used to
know. Bloody Branch Road.
3710 or something.
3170.
Yeah.
There's nothing about the Coxes in the background.
We're really leading the pack, won't we? You know. Oh, well, I'm okay.
So you're going to pile the car.
On their double.
I'll pay money to see that.
Once in a while.
I'll be the emergency room, I rode by to go to the car.
Three Amish women.
All right, Melissa, do you have anything? Brandon?
I'm moving to the jury.
I'll second that. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? All right, thank y'all.
Don't train hard this week.
Broke my finger.